Hello, my friend. It's wonderful to take a little time here today thinking about the fact that this is the 199th podcast, Greg told me. And here we are again, as we might say, fresh as a daisy or risky as the chickadees who are showing up outside. I just took some food to them and they occasionally eat out of my hand. That's a risky thing to do. We might say those chickadees are out of their minds, which is my lead into Mark's gospel today. Mark 3:20 through 35 tells us the story that you may be familiar with. When Jesus was with a crowd that had gathered, he was back home, and it was impossible for people to eat because there were so many people. And his relatives were outside. They were really concerned about what was going on. And some of them apparently said he is out of his mind. The passage unfolds there because the scribes, some of the authorities, begin to claim, well, he's possessed by Beelzebub. And it goes on from there. There are all sorts of things that have you or I or others strained today. And we might think of them as out of their minds. And indeed, you or I or others have had some emotional challenges in our lives and mental difficulties, even to the point where we might have said we were ill and needed a care. We had some concerns and we wanted to share them both maybe with a person, a professional, someone close to us. Jesus is sharing a journey with us, and it's really quite out of our minds that we would follow him. It means to our own cross, our own sufferings, our own difficulties in life, and to enter into them in some way in which they are really real, and that the promise is that as we live them through and pass through them, you and I will come to the fullness of life in Christ. This open-heartedness, being at least a little bit out of our minds and beginning to live the day we're in, not with insensitivity to pain or difficulty, but the turn that happens when you and I begin to know and realize that we have a God who does feed us and hold us and remain with us always. I think that's why you and I are here right now. There are things that would drive us nuts. Something may be going on in your life that's doing just that. And it's a time to come to moments of meditation, to open-heartedness, to prayers, to the rosary, to whatever's helpful. Scripture and silence are great gifts to me. And to be out of my mind, to be open-hearted, to be receptive to the word, to let those things that trouble me be in God's hands as you and I are right now. In a little while, I'd like to read a passage from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, and it's offered for this Sunday as well. It's the turmoil of Paul. I mean, here he is. He's this man who went through an incredible conversion, and some of his friends thought he was crazy. Some of the Christian leaders thought he was a phony, and he becomes credible partly by his willingness to give himself over in service, proclamation of the word, care and love of forming communities. He was out of his mind. He walked away from a career and a way of life into a whole new one. Didn't happen easily. It took a few years in the desert, and so you and I are taking a few moments possibly now in quiet and solitude. But that interchange, that movement from being controlled by our minds, our worries, our thoughts, other people's perceptions of us, and just opening our heart to the God who's so open-hearted with us. Partly because of past experiences with religion, or some of us who are teachers of that or preachers of that, we walk around so often with incredibly painful judgments of ourselves. And holding those on and have them really have us in our minds, preoccupied possibly with what do I do about this and that. The answer isn't easy, but I'm trying to suggest again, as we do in these meditations, a simple one. The opening of our hearts and minds to God. Turning ourselves over and our own understanding of life to God's deeper unfolding of understanding for us. As our God, as servant God, as Jesus stands under us, washes our feet, cares for us, feeds us at the table, is with you and I right now. St. Paul writes, therefore we are not discouraged. Rather, although our outer self is wasting away, if you're aging like I am, you might know what that's like. Or you've been burdened by an injury, or something's happened. You've exercised and strained yourself. He continues on, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this very moment, light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look to what is not to what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is transitory, but what is unseen is eternal. This is Paul unfloating more and more of a rich notion of the abundance of God's love for us that is really quite beyond our mind's capacity to conceive. But it's very much our heart's ability to receive and to hold, to sense the fullness and abundance of God with us now. No metric will ever get there. And no mental acuity or gymnastics will help us imagine it. We can come to metaphor and analogy, but the beautiful thing is, with an open heart, the value of all those sort of slips away, and we sit where we are this day, this moment, with the one who abides in us. Jesus was quite literally out of his mind. He was full of the Father's love and will for all of us. He came not to so much cast out Satan, but to call us into the rich holiness that we already are. Irenaeus, St. Augustine remind us of this truth, that Christ became human so that we might become divine. Almost blasphemous, it seems. But we hear that whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, so the Holy Spirit is stirring us to see beyond what we normally see. And let our hearts go there now. To be open to the incredible, abiding God, who is our hope, our way, our life. Loving God, from over time, you've abided with your people, and you still do. You are the creator of all around us and within us. As you abide in our heart this day, hold together those things that seem broken within us. And in the health of the growth that comes in our lives, help us in a holy way to be out of our minds, fools for Christ, ready to fly into your arms and enter the world as ones who bring good news to others. In these quiet moments, bring healing to us and to those we love. For as you've gathered others around tables and into homes way before ourselves, you will continue to do that, our own actions and our deeds. But now, feed us, care for us, abide in us, that we might live well with others. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still my sisters and brothers, as Greg and I look forward to sharing with you more and more of these simple times, let us be. Let us be in the peace of the one who abides in us now.
Lord, I want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace. Lord, I see hatred. Let me bring your love. Lord, I see wounded souls, let me bring forgiveness. Lord, I see despair, let me bring some hope to all who live. And let me seek not to be consoled, but to offer consolation, and to be understood, but to understand, to be loved, but to love. And I want to be,
Lord, I want to be an echo of your peace.
May I always seek much more to give than to receive.
For more information about Mount Irenaeus, visit www.mountainonline.org. Join us in making all things new.
I see darkness,
let me bring your light.